in the studio today, Larry Bowles. He's the director of Aquarium Science. He also has his master's degree in marine science of Oregon Coast Community College's Aquarium Science program. Larry, we both made it.
Good morning. Good snowy morning to you.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm so glad that we were able to pull this off, because just prior to us going live here, my neurons are firing. I'm just so intrigued by Oregon Coast Community College's Aquarium Science program. So I really appreciate you making it today. We've got a lot to discuss. And Larry, put some context for us. You know, maybe first, how long have you been in Lincoln County? Did you come specifically for this work? Is that what drew you here?
Yes, I moved here about 6 years ago, literally drove coast to coast. I was in Wilmington, North Carolina at the time, and packed up and moved to Newport specifically to become the director of the Oregon Coast Community College's Aquarium Science program.
So give us some context here. How long has the program existed?
The program got started a little over 20 years ago with a partnership between Oregon Coast Community College, Hatfield Marine Science Center staff, and the Oregon Coast Aquarium. And those visionaries identified a need for a training program for aquatic animal care specialists, as we like to call them.
So, did the program exist before the new campus? Or
it did, actually. Oh. It started before the new campus, although the new campus and the purpose-built aquarium science building really boosted opportunities for the program. But in the first years, students took most of their hands-on classes down at the Hatfield Center.
Oh, got you. Okay. Fascinating. And Larry, what drew you into this discipline? Did you always know, say, as a kid, this is something you wanted to do? Tell us a little bit about that.
I was definitely the kid that was catching bugs and snakes and frogs, and much to my parents' dismay, bringing them in the house occasionally. Uh-huh. I went to college and studied biology with kind of a vague interest in wildlife. Mm. You know, unlike most of my colleagues, I did not want to go to medical school. And then I got interested in marine science in particular, and went to graduate school to study aspects of marine science, mostly animal related.
So curious, in your, you know, upbringing, or, you know, as a child, were you in a city environment, a rural environment? What was it like?
I actually grew up in a very rural environment on the edge of the mountains in North Carolina. And so my first aquatic animals were stream and creek animals, you know, crayfish and small fish and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, thanks for sharing with us. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. You know, as I was telling you earlier, it occurred to me as we were talking that, you know, some of my first exposure to, you know, a marine setting or a artificial marine setting, if you will, is Hatfield Marine Science Center, being like, you know, 6 years old, grandma and grandpa are taking me to Hatfield Visitor Center. And as we will probably, you know, illustrate through our conversation, how that's an asset for your program and for us here in this community. And so, Larry, the facilities that are there, can you describe them? You know, I've seen the building, and truthfully, I've only briefly walked through. Describe that facility that's on our central campus for us.
Sure. Yeah. Our aquarium science building, as I mentioned, is purpose built, which doesn't maybe seem like a big deal, but it's actually an amazing asset for us. It's the only building in the country built to teach this subject matter. So it allows us to have lots of aquarium systems, but it also, it's built with the idea there's going to be water on the floor, for instance. So we have, you know, ways of dealing with lots of water. We make our own seawater, artificial seawater in that facility. And our students are able to learn a lot of animal care there, but then they also go out into the community and work with a lot of partners, including Hatfield and Oregon Coast Aquarium, some of the fish hatcheries in the area.
Yeah. Well, we last winter had our first experience with a bearded dragon. My son was 11 then, and, you know, we had some childcare that had bearded dragons, and they said, hey, we were trying to give these away, so we got it. And Larry, this was kind of like, I didn't know kind of what I was getting into, and arguably that's so simple compared to what you do. But last year when we had a power outage, I had a backup battery to heat the Bearded Dragon, and man, it just devoured that heat lamp. And it occurred to me, like, oh shoot, we need to make contingencies in a power outage to keep this, reptile alive. So, you know, using that analogy of just this simple little environment, now let's expand that into aquarium science. So, you know, similar to a zoo in a sense that animals have, you know, an area in which they live, but much more complicated, right?
Right. I think that one of the things that distinguishes aquarium science from zoological sciences, so zookeeper work, is that our animals, for the most part, are completely reliant on us for every aspect of their life. So an elephant never runs out of oxygen at the zoo, but our fish need constant filtration, aeration, heating and cooling, as you say. And
yeah,
and actually one of the reasons I'm in your studio today is because my first stop was our animal building on campus to make sure that our power was working and that all our pumps were running and all that. So it's one of those things, unfortunately, a snow day for most people is a work day for animal care folks. I sure down at Hatfield and Oregon Coast Aquarium, they're animal care professionals right now checking on things.
Wow. Amazing to think of. For these kinds of environments, there's a little bit of analogy you were making about, the space station, for example. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit and from what you're saying in terms of what's needed is like a city or I don't know where I'm going here, but you know what I mean?
Right. No, I use that analogy because I think it's easy for us to think of astronauts on the space station needing everything for their survival. And actually we refer to equipment in aquarium science as life support for that reason. Whether it's a pump that moves water or a heater that keeps it warm. So if we had, we have tropical animals living in our building right now in Newport, their water has to be 75, 78 degrees Fahrenheit all the time. So we have to have contingency plans for that. And we have to understand the equipment involved and have backups and know how to replace it if it breaks and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of engineering for sure.
And even thinking about having fish in an aquarium, say in your home, next level up is tropical fish, right? Mm-hmm. Like that takes it up another level. So, wow, fascinating, Larry. I love it. Wish the program was an hour and a half today, but thanks for joining us. We're going to take our first break with Larry Bowles, Director of Aquarium Science, Oregon Coast Community College, a very special program we're fortunate to have, and we'll be back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections, I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County Commissioner. Appreciate the opportunity to come to you through Yaquina Bay Communications. Larry Bowles, a Director of Aquarium Science, is with us today, Oregon Coast Community College. And Larry, if I roll into a campus and just think I can take a stroll through the Aquarium Science Building, not open to the public though, right?
No, unfortunately, we're not open to the public. We certainly would direct folks to our friends at Hatfield or the Oregon Coast Aquarium. We do have, we do tours for classes from school systems, interested parties. They just need to connect with me ahead of time and plan because we have a lot of activities in there that aren't really public friendly all the time.
Well, and maybe there's moments where folks might think that, you are an extension of, say, the aquarium or Hatfield. No, you're your own standalone entity.
We are. It's, it's sort of like you can't take a tour of the hospital with no notice. So we have a lot of patients in the form of fish and other animals.
Well, now, Oregon Coast Community College, unique program. There just aren't a lot of these around, are there?
Not at all, which is one of the reasons I like to joke that we're a national program at a community college. We draw students from all over the country. There are a handful of zoo training programs in the country, and a couple of them have added the word aquarium science to their program. It usually means one or two classes tops. The reason our program was started was to provide similar training, but 100% focused on aquatic animals. And so in that sense, we're one of two or three programs in the country available to students.
Wow. So cool. So cool that it's right here in Lincoln County. Now, students, high school students, for example, or those listening to us who think, that's the kind of career I might want to have. Talk to us about how that might begin. What's your recommendation there?
Sure. I think one thing that's important for folks to realize is that the aquarium science program falls under career and technical education. It is a very directed, career-oriented program. So it's very different than, say, a general marine biology study that you might do at, you know, OSU for 4 years. Mm. There's certainly a lot of overlap in material.
Yeah.
But we're very focused on hands-on applied applications of some of the technology and theory that you'd learn in a program.
Yeah, well, we had Oregon Coast Community College president, VP of engagement at the county commissioners yesterday talking about going out to the community to fund, you know, improvements in facilities, new facilities. And so aquarium science really is a kind of a trade tech program then, right?
It is, yes. It's a very specialized one, but it is a technical program, and we are training technicians of a sort.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, you've got career or academic advisors. That's certainly a place to begin. Talk a little bit about, you know, what makes your program different in terms of what's the average duration, for example? Do they get a certification?
Sure. Students go through our program traditionally two ways. We have the traditional community college associate's degree program, which mm-hmm. is a two-year full-time program. The first year of that is a lot of general studies, so, you know, psychology, English, writing, biology, if you don't have those credits. And then your second year focus almost exclusively on aquarium science. But about half of our students in a given year already have a four-year degree, usually in biology or marine biology. And they have realized that if they want to enter a certain career track, they need to acquire skills as well as knowledge. And we offer a one-year certificate for those students. And they take nothing but aquarium science. So it's the same coursework. It's just more condensed and more intense for a one-year certificate student.
And maybe a few descriptions of the breadth and depth of the program. You know, we made those analogies with, say, you know, the space station. But seems like there's more, like you said, hands-on. There's some engineering here. There's probably materials fabrication type stuff. Get me in the ballpark here.
That's a very good summary. I usually describe it as a mixture of biology, chemistry, and engineering. And so the biology is usually what people think of first, and that includes some veterinary science as well as just general biology. The chemistry is really all about making sure the water environment is healthy for the animal, and that is a never-ending process. And for anyone who's done even a small aquarium at home, you know, water testing is something you never stop doing. And then the engineering part of it, I think, is the one people think about the least initially. And it's actually an entire career track for zoo and aquarium professionals, which is called a life support operator. And that is people that are really well-versed in the engineering of moving water, changing its temperature, filtering it, making it disease-free, and things like that. So that can be a very intense, and we have a course devoted directly to that.
Yeah, now that I think about it, Larry, in my own experience, not all zoos necessarily have aquatic environments, right? I mean,
well, not all zoos have aquariums and, you know, fish in them, although most usually have they'll at least have a freshwater exhibit or something. Mm. But you'll notice that many zoo exhibits have water in them. So a polar bear exhibit, a hippopotamus exhibit, an elephant exhibit will have lots of water in it. And there is a professional who is making sure that water is safe and clean, because those animals may drink that water at any point. So.
Well, before we go to our break, tell us what kind of an asset it is to have the aquarium near us. And to have Hatfield, students have the opportunities to get boots on the ground experience?
Absolutely. And I think the number one reason our program is known nationally is because those partnerships allow so much professional experience to be gained in the program, so that when someone goes to apply for a position, they already have a lot of relevant experience.
Awesome. So cool. Larry Bowles, Director of Aquarium Science, Oregon Coast Community College. We're going to take our last break and we'll wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Back on Lincoln County Connections with us, Larry Bowles, Director of Aquarium Science. He has his master's in marine science as well. And Larry, what I've found fascinating too is there are a lot of different paths for an aquarium science certified professional. You had mentioned that, you know, we can kind of think of things like Oregon Coast Aquarium, for example, is where they need individuals with these skills. Can you talk a little bit, though, about The other career paths as well that, you know, might result from this kind of training?
Sure. Yeah. As you mentioned, majority of our students come into our program interested in public aquariums and zoos to a lesser extent. But a number of our graduates have gone into other fields related. And one of the ones in the Northwest here that's quite common is fisheries and shell fisheries, particularly the aquaculture aspect of it. So growing fish and shellfish to eat. We have a lot of those facilities in the Northwest. An emerging opportunity that a lot of folks may not know about is that a lot of aquatic animals, particularly fish, are used for biomedical research now. And so every major research campus these days usually has something called a zebrafish lab, which is a lab devoted to a particular small freshwater fish. And they might have 10,000 or 100,000 of those. And they need a technician with a lot of knowledge of aquarium systems to make sure those animals are healthy so that they can do the research.
Did you mention something about one of your graduates in Harvard?
I like to brag. We have a graduate at Harvard Medical School, but it's not a doctor, but is running a very impressive facility with a lot of zebrafish in it that are very vital for a lot of biomedical research. And that's also happening at OSU as well.
And as far as aquaculture, maybe is mariculture a word that's used too?
It is a word as well. Mariculture usually refers to sort of fish farming in the sea or in the open water, as opposed to, say, in an inland or in a pond or something like that.
Okay. Well, this might be way out there, Larry, but you know, I see now ads for that kind of permaculture, do it in your home type thing, grow your vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Is there an element there that's happening as well for aquaculture?
Again, I would say that's an emerging thing. Hydroponics is a word some people might have heard. That's combining fish and plants in the same system. We have a small version of that in the Aquarium Science Building, and it was actually driven by some student interest a couple years ago to set one up. So we are growing lettuce and herbs in a tank of water that the roots are literally using fish waste for their fertilizer. Now, we don't harvest the fish and eat them, but in many facilities, that would be the fish being grown would be food fish.
So the fish are part of that that ecosystem, if you will, that help the plants grow?
It is an ecosystem, and it's actually a wonderful way to teach even non-aquarium science students about how nutrients cycle through systems and what a healthy ecosystem looks like.
Okay, so theoretically here, a startup company that's looking into this could utilize someone who's been through your program.
Absolutely, yeah. There are aquaponics and that sort of hydroponics approach is started as almost like a hobby level thing and is now becoming small business. I don't think in the U.S. anyone's come up with a multi-billion dollar corporation yet, but one of the things we're going to, as we get less and less food from the sea, we're going to have to grow our food more and more. And I think that will continue to be the case.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's just like, let's explore this. I mean, there seems like there's such a lot of potential. And to jump back to our astronaut analogy,
sure.
I mean, I know a lot of people have seen Matt Damon go to Mars, but again, your program explores, really what it means to have a standalone, I guess, artificial ecosystem or?
Absolutely. So in our one building, we have, animals that live in cold water, like on the Oregon coast. Mm. We have tropical freshwater animals. We have tropical saltwater animals, live corals, jellyfish. And so our students are learning the skills needed for all those animals because we don't know where they're going to go in the world and what they're going to work with. So we like to give them a broad training with aquatic animal care.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much, Larry. Let's wrap it up. I do think it's pretty simple to say to folks, Google Oregon Coast Aquarium Science Program, talk to an academic advisor or, a peer advisor. Any other recommendations to kind of learn a little bit more online or where would you direct people?
The Association of Zoos and Aquariums, AZA.org, is a wonderful resource for students that are interested in the career but maybe need to learn more about the career. You can often talk to animal care professionals at one of your local facilities, too, if you're ever at Hatfield or the Oregon Coast Aquarium. They're usually busy folks, but one of the things we love to do is tell other people about our careers.
Well, thanks for coming in and telling us about this asset. Unique, fascinating, Larry, and thanks for also making it to test, you know, make sure your facility's running and making it to our radio show today. So pleasure having you on the program.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to us. Remember, we'll archive this so you can check it out again, and be safe out there and have a great